This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Welcome to another episode of Speak Up Effective Communication, the show on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network focused on our communication and leadership skills, elevating those skills specifically. I'm your host, Craig O'Neill, and in our episode today, we are continuing our series, Reframing Classic Toastmasters Tips for Public Speaking, but we're reframing them a little bit more for automotive service professionals, and I'm just reframing them anyways because some of the tips I flatly disagree with. Today, we're on tip number 6, and that one I have some opinions on. I'm going to share them with you. And you've probably heard this topic before, and I want you to think about it with me a little differently. This tip is visualize yourself giving your speech. Visualization. Now, when I hear visualization, by the way, typically it's involuntary. Around 3 a.m. in the evening, you wake up, got that big presentation coming. Maybe you got a team meeting in the morning or a client you have to call, whatever it is, some big thing that's coming that you're going to have to communicate something on and you're worried about how it might go. In the middle of the night, it's going to be nerves and anxiety that will come to mind. So this is very common, very normal. I think this is a universal. I'm pretty sure anybody who has even had a speech class back in high school or anything where you've had, I think kids in elementary school that do show and tell sometimes worry on this stuff. Don't let it get to you is the thing that you want to say to someone, but look, it's going to happen. So let's look at this a little bit closer. Bottom line is when a presentation's coming up, there's excitement. And depending on the hour, especially 3 a.m. in the morning, that anxiety is going to be there. And very recently, my wife had a case of this. She had very kind of last minute, someone wasn't going to be able to do an announcement at our church. So she just took over for her. And my wife woke up, couldn't sleep, and this announcement's going over and over and over and over and over in her brain. I got to say, though, Sunday morning, she absolutely crushed it. It was great. And the audience was laughing at all the appropriate points. It was wonderful. I was very impressed. But boy, it was exhausting for my wife. She had just recently started doing Toastmasters and putting herself out there for a variety of things. So super proud of her. Also very happy that she did get a chance to have that Sunday victory nap in the afternoon. But look, I always feel like lost sleep, it's a terrible thing. And I feel terrible when sometimes that's the predominant thing that's happening for people that are about to do a large presentation of any kind. I feel bad for myself when it happens, and it happens to myself too. But this is where it gets interesting, because your brain doing this at 3 a.m., obviously that's not deliberate, but the positive visualization that Toastmasters tip number 6 is describing would be very nice, but this is the involuntary version and it just doesn't go always that way. Your brain will set up worst case scenarios. You worry about the material, the room goes flat, someone in the audience won't engage, maybe someone starts messing with you from that audience, a heckler or somebody or something else. And that may even be a very rational fear if, like me, you've perhaps been that guy at less mature ages in the audience. We all know exactly what this looks like. But the research out there sort of validates this. One source I came across put it very plainly that the more you dwell on possible outcomes, the more likely you are to lead yourself into negative territory. And yet, the advice they offer right after that, just picture it going well. Which brings me to the problem with tip number 6 and also to our word of the day today, which is rumination. And we will define that word for you after we hear a word from our sponsors who make this show possible. AutoFlow is your partner in technology. With AutoFlow, enhance your client interactions in a single thread before, during, and after the visit. To see how AutoFlow makes it simple, visit autoflow.com. Your trusted companion, Shop Dog Marketing, is right by your side, attracting the best customers and building long-term growth. Call ShopDog Marketing today or visit shopdogmarketing.com. Cover your communication need and revolutionize your auto repair business with AI-driven call analytics from Inbound. Explore more at callinbound.com. Okay, we're back, and thank you so much to our sponsors for making this show possible for us. Rumination is our word of the day, and rumination is a noun. To ruminate means to think deeply and at length, often in circles, often at inconvenient hours. So keep that one in mind. This also can be defined as obsessive thinking about an idea, situation, or choice, especially when it interferes with normal mental functioning. You can see why I chose this word. Okay, so let's talk about visualization for a moment. I do believe that in this, the advice will contradict itself in some ways. And that's what I've picked up on. I'm going to tell you right now, in my personal experience, in all the speeches that I've done, in 7 years nearly for Toastmasters now, and all the time in the industry doing presentations, I don't actually sit and visualize something going well in any capacity whatsoever. It's never been something that I felt worked for me. It's just an opinion. I know plenty of people who do visualization techniques on a lot of other things. There's athletes that use this with great success, and there's plenty of coaching advice out there. If it works for you, I don't want to knock it. So just be with me on that. But the conventional visualization advice, it is actually quite consistent. Picture yourself confidently walking onto the stage. See the audience smiling and nodding. Hear the applause. Feel the warm handshakes afterward. There's even Toastmasters articles that recommend finding a quiet space, taking deep breaths, closing your eyes, and picturing the venue with the audience engaged and receptive. And I do agree with the breathing element of it. That is perhaps one of the most important pieces. I just don't see what that has to do with visualization. That's just good to get your heart rate in a normal state. And I want to be fair here. There is some research suggesting that mentally rehearsing the delivery of the speech, the actual act of speaking, is more useful than just imagining a happy outcome. I do think the distinction does matter. The mainstream advice tends to collapse both of those two things into one feel-good exercise. But here's what bothers me the most about it. Some of the same sources that tell you to visualize a receptive, smiling audience will also tell you, sometimes in the same article, that audiences want the real you, not a well-crafted version of you. Do you see the contradiction? They're asking you to mentally rehearse performing for an imaginary audience that doesn't exist in order to connect authentically with a real audience that will. That said, one of the things I love about the automotive repair industry is that the community is often relaxed and familiar. The environments we find ourselves in foster, I think, plenty of opportunity for, we'll call it good-natured humor, and that will work its way in to the environment well on its own. Literally today, I had a training session. It was a one-on-one training session with a mechanical specialist at one of my clients, and I'm recording this on the 26th here of February. I was working with this guy, and we were talking about doing video in digital inspections. It's a topic I've been talking about recently, and I've done a recent webinar on. And this guy says to me, "So man, the only time I ever do videos is when I'm recording a rap track." Thing is, all right, he tells me this, I lit up. I mean, I was actually genuinely excited. I told him, "Dude, I will pay you money if you do a video inspection in a rap." And I was clearly serious about this, and I absolutely was. Then he pretty much had no choice but to admit to me that he doesn't actually rap. He was just spinning a yarn, so to say. He was messing with me, 100%. But I wasn't fazed by it. And frankly, I was fully ready to Venmo him cash money for a rap video inspection recap. And I'll throw that out to our loyal listeners today. Email me a video inspection on an actual vehicle narrated in a rap. I will put $20 in your pocket. But I get full rights to share the video, by the way. Now, that example today, that was just a one-on-one session, right? Imagine an audience full of these characters, and you understand what it might be like to stand in an audience sometimes within our industry. But this was just me and one mechanical specialist, and I'm 1,000% certain that he went back to work after our session, and he told his coworkers exactly what he said, and that I bought it hook, line, and sinker, right? Whatever. Any trainer who spends a regular time in front of a mechanical specialist knows this dynamic. You take a group of kinetic learners, people who are most alive when they're hands-on learning something, you put them in a classroom chair or a desk chair in front of a computer screen, and they're going to entertain themselves one way or another. You are either part of the entertainment or the target of it. Personally, this year, and I think this relates to this topic well, I'm stoked for Vision this year. I'll be speaking at the GSTA track. That's the General Service Technician Academy. It's younger mechanical or service specialists, people newer to the industry, and I get to talk to them about digital inspection processes, a topic I'm very passionate about. But look, no amount of visualization, no quiet room, no deep breaths, no imaginary nodding audience is going to prepare me for that room. My 20 years in the transmission industry has prepared me for that room, as well as my years of youth spent in an audience just like that myself as one of them in the chairs. What prepares me is knowing my material, understanding who I'm walking in to talk to, and having done these reps, just showing up as myself with experience that I know can positively impact their careers if I can connect with them. Because here's what I've learned. You cannot visualize your way to earning respect. Respect is earned in real time with real people by being real. You just can't visualize it into being. It may help you just try to be in that spot to do that. And I understand all that. I just feel like there's more to this. It's time for today's Suck Less Spotlight from Autoflow. Today's spotlight is on advisor eye twitches. Listen, clients like to stay informed throughout the repair process, and studies indicate clients are most satisfied receiving text updates versus phone calls. But call you they will, interrupting everything from estimating to quality conversations and your game of solitaire. That is, unless you text them first using Autoflow. With Autoflow's automated text update, your phone only rings for the right reasons. That way, with less phone interruptions, your eye twitch will definitely suck less. For this and more things that could suck less, visit autoflow.com. Looking to drive more customers to your auto repair shop? Trust ShopDog Marketing to be your reliable companion with AI-powered customer-first marketing, websites, and high-ranking local search. Maximize your reach with our mobile-first and voice search expertise. Car counts are like ice cream. Sweeten your revenue with ShopDog Marketing. Grab our free guide to learn how AI can drive more repair orders every day. Don't miss out on this chance to boost your business. Visit shopdogmarketing.com. Every professional auto repair shop needs a trusted communication partner. At Inbound, our established VOIP platform is backed by years of industry experience, guarantees reliable connections, and is combined with cutting-edge AI-powered analytics. We deliver actionable insights that support your business growth. With Inbound, you get more than just calls. You get a smarter, more efficient operation. Get Inbound on your team today and see how we can transform your business. Visit callinbound.com. Let's talk about something. We'll call this the credential slide trap. I feel like there's another piece that comes into these sort of equations that is sort of a parallel to this topic, but there's a ongoing debate. This could probably be its own episode, and I could bring in three different people with three different opinions on the matter. But there's this drive I see for some people to put their credentials right up front on a slide with all of their experience, schooling, education, you name it. Some speakers, especially those who've been told to establish credibility, right? They'll open with that slide and all the bullet points and credentials, years of experience, certification, the whole resume is on there. And I understand the instinct. Before you walk into a room, especially if you imagine it being tough, you want to pre-establish that, yeah, you belong there. But here's the thing. The audience has heard all of this before. All of us have sat through one of those slides. And I think most of us have, maybe there's occasionally someone with really unique experience that's like, okay, really cool. I am listening. That can happen. Totally acknowledge this. But we also see this as something of a trope. And conventional wisdom in most of the public speaking training I have seen is that that is an unnecessary thing. In a room full of mechanical specialists who have excellent instincts for sniffing out authenticity, leading with your resume, I feel, can actually undermine the credibility you're really trying to build. What works instead is just let your knowledge come out naturally. And I might say something in the middle of the class about my 20 years in the transmission industry. I dripped it in earlier. I'll do that. But it's always in passing. And as context, it's for a point typically that's being made. And that will land completely differently than a slide with bullet points announcing it. That's the real difference on all of this. And stories, when you're telling a story that trickles in elements of your experience that you've accumulated or training or studies that you've done, that's going to resonate a lot better than having a slide with the content on it. So the conventional wisdom actually is on the right side of this one. Just go into the topic. You're qualified. You're there because you were qualified. Lead with value, not with the credentials. And notice both of these things, visualization and credential slides, have in common. So they're both about managing how you are perceived. They're both focused on you. And at some point, you have to let that go because it isn't about you. So let's reframe tip number 6 fully here. Instead of visualizing yourself giving your speech, be yourself and give the speech. Now, I'm not saying there's no value in any kind of mental preparation. There's, for example, a service advisor or trainer I know suggests using a small mirror at the desk, teaching people that before they pick up the phone, they glance at it, they smile, they see themselves smiling, and they make the call. And as you all have heard before, you can hear the smile on the other side. That's not visualization, though, not in the traditional sense. It's actually more of a physical reset. And that's something that you do that shifts your present state rather than trying to engineer a future outcome. And for many people, it works really well. But notice what makes it work. It's a small practical habit built on top of everything else they've already done, the training, the scripts they've developed and internalized, the estimates that they've prepared, whatever, the repetition, the experience of actual calls that went in. That's what's going into this. The mirror trick doesn't work in isolation. It's a final moment before an action, not a substitute for preparation. And that's really the point of this episode. And honestly, the point of this entire series, these tips that we've been going through don't work as standalone advice. They scaffold on top of each other. Practice in real conditions with real feedback. Understand your audience. Know yourself. Do all of that. And you won't need to close your eyes and picture the applause. You'll just walk in, be yourself, and give the speech. The audience doesn't want the polished, rehearsed, well-visualized version of you anyway. They want the real one. The one who knows what they're talking about, the one who's done the work, the one who might occasionally be ready to Venmo a specialist for a rap they were never going to do and share a laugh about it. Be that person, give that speech. And that's a wrap on episode 085. We're building something here. A framework that actually holds together, where each piece supports the next. I hope you're finding it very useful. If you have something to add, something you're curious about, something you'd like to talk about, either here on the show or just in an email with me, email me here at speakup@craigoneill.net. That's O'Neill, O-N-E-I-L-L. We appreciate hearing from you on anything that helps or suggestions on topics you'd like to hear us discuss on the show that will help you on your communication and leadership journey. And remember to listen up on the app. Please go download that new app and listen to all the shows on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. There's Remarkable Results Radio with Carm Capriato, Diagnosing the Aftermarket A through Z with Matt Fonslow, Business by the Numbers with Hunt Demarest, the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Brian and Kim Walker, and the Weekly Blitz with Coach Chris Cott. And once again, thank you so much to our sponsors. Thank you, our loyal listeners, for joining us. Now get out there, listen up, speak up, be yourself.
You've been listening to Speak Up, Effective Communication with Craig O'Neill on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com because the best conversations in the industry start here. Check the show notes for Craig's YouTube channel and email. Let him know what topics you'd like him to speak up about. Yeah.